On February 26th, Red Lakes Local Foods Initiative is teaming up with the Land Stewardship Project to hold a Farm Dreams workshop at Seven Clans Casino in Red Lake. And here to tell us about it are David Manuel from Gitaganiki and Farm Dreams Director Amy Bacigalupo from the Land Stewardship Project. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
David, what does the Red Lake Local Food Initiative do?
The Red Lake Local Food Initiative is a program of Four Directions Development, a 501c3 nonprofit located in Red Lake. We still are a part of the Red Lake Economic Development Program. We are transitioning to becoming our own CDFI, and that will allow us to apply for funds and ultimately create our own banking system on the Red Lake Indian Reservation.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a big project.
It is a big project, and I'm probably not the one to really articulate what's going on with that, but I certainly am proud to be a part of it and the foods program, which we call Gitaganike.
Gitaganike
is the Ojibwe word for making a garden, and that's something that Anishinaabe, the Ojibwe people, have done forever, much like the rest of humanity. And we are tasked with promoting that, creating healthy food access, educating people about our diet-related health disparities, you know, directly related to not having access to healthy foods. So we do many things. We sponsor cooking classes, workshops, not unlike the one we're promoting here today, the Farm Dreams workshop on the 26th. We bring in people, you know, that are soil scientists, for instance, and we do soil workshops, talk about all the microbes in the soil and stuff. And we bring in other people like Ryan Pesch with University of Minnesota Extension Program. He's an organic farmer down near Park Rapids, incredible man. It's an honor to know him and all the other people I've come in contact with that have helped us strengthen our program and brought knowledge and resources.
Yeah. What did you have in mind when you decided to bring in this particular workshop, the Farm Dreams?
When we began this program, we're beginning our third year and as a program, and we did a lot of reaching out. In this case, the Land Stewardship Project reached out to us. They found us. And a man by the name of Scott DeMuth came to Red Lake, and myself and Michael Van Horn, my coworker, you know, team member, great guy, he came and spoke with us. And that was our initial contact. We spoke for a while, and then we brought him up for our food summit last year, and he was able to do a workshop for us and the community. And our relationship continues to build now with them co-sponsoring this upcoming Farm Dreams workshop.
Let's bring Amy Bacigalupo into this conversation. Amy, what goes on in a Farm Dreams workshop?
Well, we have found over time that people who are interested in exploring their dreams about farming, that it's really helpful to have some time to first kind of center themselves in their goals, and then spend time assessing their own, what they know and what they don't know, and kind of laying out a plan for taking their first steps. And so that's really what we do in the Farm Dreams. We really think about, you know, like a pathway into farming, and this is our first step along that pathway. And one of the important things for us is to bring in farmers into the conversation on that kind of initial step and talk about their own pathway to farming and what's worked and what hasn't worked and what they've found as they've entered farming. Farming is challenging, but for the Land Stewardship Project, we really, our focus is really helping people who have a love of the land and community and the food and want to take care of the land, walk a path towards doing that. And this is the first step of that. But we do some assessment of kind of people's knowledge and skills so that they know where they're at and what their next steps are, and And then we spend some time talking with a farmer who's about their own pathway. So those are kind of the main points of it.
Why do you think it's important for somebody to go through a process like this before they actually make that leap into wanting to start a farm or a market garden?
Yeah, this program was kind of born out of a group of farmers, our members, that saw opportunity for people in farming but didn't see any kind of training or support for them, and had also gone through the farm crisis of the 80s and wanted to, if we created something that was going to help people, we wanted people to be really centered in their vision and their goals for their life, really, and to figure out how farming fit in with that, as opposed to, you know, just getting into farming and then, you know, potentially, I mean, through the farm crisis and through our organization, watching people go through the farm crisis, they really lost, you know, sometimes their farm. It really damaged their families. And so, and a lot of that was because of the decisions they were making that led them to kind of get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so what we really want to do is ground people initially and have their decision making really focused on their values and their vision and their community, so that those things are front and center as they're deciding to farm.
That is Amy Bacigalupo, and she is from the Land Stewardship Project. David Manuel, you've done a lot to encourage farming and gardening in the Red Lake community. What is your dream for the Red Lake Nation in terms of farming and gardening? What would you like to see?
I would like to see Red Lake reestablish its great agricultural traditions. I would like to see healthy food access restored to the members of the Red Lake Nation. I would like to see economic opportunity for the members of the Red Lake Nation. This is one piece of the puzzle. We have many members that live on the res, and there's only so much land. We all can't become rich farmers. I don't think I've ever met a rich farmer, actually, so that's kind of an oxymoron. But I think what I'm really trying to say is that there's a number of things that are connected. And if we can create that opportunity for our tribal members to educate themselves on the art and science of agriculture, they have that opportunity to create that healthy food access for members of the Red Lake Nation and make some money at the same time. That is our goal. We look at the whole picture, and we come up with a plan. We implement it as best as we can with the resources that we have. Yeah. We are fortunate to have some very motivated staff on our program. I want to mention Sharon James, the director of Four Directions, Sarah Lusher, our office manager, Michael Van Horn, again, my co-worker on the foods. He's also helps out with the entrepreneur program. Actually, that's his title. And then Artina Isham of the Arts Initiative, which is just getting going again this year. In 1967, in a report to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Indian agent at Red Lake reported a cornfield stretching from Redby, 3 miles going west towards Red Lake, of continuous Red Lake hominy corn. And he described the field as well taken care of, well tended, without weeds. And it just grew for 3 miles as they were paddling their canoe. They gave that's the measurement they gave to the report. But there's also a lot of other information about how we grew potatoes and exported them off the reservation. We've always had gardens. We as people, you know, from Red Lake, have always, like others, you know, when we see an opportunity to make things better, we do that. You know, we're not stuck, you know, in some historical time warp. You know, we are here now. We're in the 21st century. We have 21st century issues to address. This is one of them. And I see this opportunity to work the land in a respectful and honorable way, using organic principles. We'll take care of our water. We are learning how to build soil. In fact, we're introducing cover crops to some of our farmland out west to rebuild the soil. We currently lease out farmland on the west, just west of the reservation, where we own farmland We call it Fee Land. And recently, a lease came up for renewal for a 16-acre plot. So that's where we're beginning. We're gonna plant some organically certified oat and clover mix and do some soil building. And we even are entering into a partnership with the University of Minnesota to do a cover crop study. And so we feel that partnerships are very, very important to our success. And I really believe that. Without our partners on the reservation and off, we would be pretty much helpless. So working together is very important to us. Building relationships with this radio station is important. And I want to mention that the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, otherwise known as DEED, and the Red Lake Nation for supporting this Farm Dreams workshop. We receive a lot of support from our reservation. Our Red Lake Tribal Council and traditional chiefs are very happy with the direction that we're going, because we all have family members that are suffering from obesity or diabetes, especially diabetes. The more that we can bring healthy food access to the Red Lake Nation, the better off we will be. So that's what we're tasked with. That's our mandate. I want to mention that Four Directions Development has a website at fourdirectionsdevelopment.com. We also have a Facebook page by the same name. And, of course, we have the Get to Gunna Cave Facebook page that I do a lot of posting on. I like to post, you know, stuff about, and when's a good time to germinate your seeds? You know, it's getting that time almost. Talk about what's the best way to compost, create healthy soil. So I do a lot there, and I find it a lot of fun, actually.
That is David Manuel, and he is from the Gitigana K program at the Red Lake Nation. And we're also talking with Amy Bacigalupa. And Amy, I want to ask you a question. After a workshop like this, what's next for the person who's dreaming of starting a farm?
Yeah, we think of the path into farming as a multi-year path. And the folks who have gone through Farm Dreams and kind of evaluated it that, yes, in fact, they're really interested in pursuing farming, often then go through our Farm Beginnings class. And that's a year-long class that includes time in the class and then also kind of individualized learning plans that includes on-farm skill building and mentoring and connection with mentors. So that's the next step for folks that, and there are lots of other opportunities too. Farm Beginnings is unique in that it continues with that focus on how people make decisions about their farm, and are they considering bringing into their decision-making the ecosystem, as David's been mentioning, the soil health, the water cycle, and the nutrient cycle, and so uses a framework called holistic management to help people make better decisions. And it's not just about the soil, it's also financially. The financial part of it is a really big piece of helping people be successful. And so that's often the next step for people is Farm Beginnings. And then following that is another program we have that's called the Journey Person Program. And that's a two-year program. And at that point, people are like 5 years in. They've already kind of established some markets, and they have numbers that they're looking at from their business, and they're able to learn some ways of evaluating those numbers and then making a financial plan and then saving money towards investments in their farm. And so we do a match savings account with that program as well, and they have a mentor works with them and also a financial advisor. And so those are the three steps along the path that we've created to help people succeed in farming. And we're seeing really good success. People who go through our Farm Beginnings class, about 70% stay in farming, you know, even up to and after 5 to 10 years in. So we are very optimistic about the future of our land and our people here in Minnesota and what farmers can do to really improve our community and the food system and protect and care for our land and our water.
And that also seems that it would tie in really well with the other goals of the Four Directions development that David spoke of, with entrepreneurship and self-sufficiency on the Red Lake Nation as well. So, David, what other workshops and activities do you guys have coming up for the year with Gitiganake?
We have healthy cooking classes that are continuously going from week to week that emphasize health, cooking with whole foods and preparing them in a healthy manner. Let's just say we're not deep frying, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we're steaming, sautéing, and making it fun. A lot of families show up, and so you see family members, you know, they're chopping potatoes, vegetables, carrots, you know, whatever, and using, you know, whatever meat, you know, chicken, beef, you know, whatever we can, fish, and just making healthy, well-balanced meals that people can make at home with, mm-hmm. with little or no fuss. That's really what we want to incorporate into people's, you know, everyday lifestyle, is getting away from the boxed frozen foods, getting away from the processing of, you know, that I think every year we're going to see more studies seeing how poorly these boxed and processed foods are actually killing us. That's our goal, is to return to that, the mentality of whole food. That's what food is. It's not the box of macaroni and cheese. That's one of our goals. I believe we're following up the Farm Dreams workshop with I can't remember the name of it right now, because I believe they're still working on the
I think that's Pathways to Farming.
Yeah, Pathways to Farming. Thank you,
yep.
Amy. But the Pathways to Farming will be in the, you know, the next step. You know, I see, you know, when we talk about Farm Dreams, oh, we all, you know, it basically, in my mind, no, Amy, it kind of distills it down into a realistic business plan. How can I make this happen in the real world? You know, I'm not going to be, you know, it's more than a dream. It can become reality. The reality is that it's work. I mentioned about the sugar bush earlier. Everything, you know, if it's a passion, it's a labor of love. And that's what we're seeking out, is tribal members that have that dream. And what we've been doing these last few years is continuously having these workshops, you know, like I said, on soils and crop rotation and what to grow in a high tunnel, greenhouse management. And the people that have kept coming back, they're the ones that have the book.
They're gonna get started.
Yeah.
And we have them, and they're and we've been doing our best to nurture them with knowledge.
It's so important. You know, you think about farming, and so many times it's a generational thing. Okay, so the next person,
exactly,
taking over the family farm has been learning their whole life from their dad and their grandpa, you know, their families. And so this whole systematic plan of helping people latch onto it is really creating some opportunities that I think could be really incredible up there.
I hope to take advantage of it myself. I love being outside. I love being in the dirt. I love watching things grow. I am going to be in the dreamer's chair on the 26th myself. So I really look forward to this workshop.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, that is David Manuel, and we've also been talking with Amy Bacigalupa, and she is from Land Stewardship Project, and the Farm Dreams Workshop takes place next Monday, the 26th of February, at the Seven Clans Casino in Red Lake. Starts with lunch at 11, and the workshop is from noon to 4, and you can find more information at fourdirectionsdevelopment.com and also on Facebook at the Gitiganake Facebook page.
Yes. And I just want to mention that workshop is open to everyone. You don't have to, you know, be a band member. You have to be a band member to take advantage of our services, but this particular workshop is open to everyone.
Ah.
We'll have that information today later on our website at kaxe.org, along with the audio of this interview. And Amy, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
So. And David, also, once again, thank you so much for coming in.
Me, Gwich Bizendow Yeg. Thank you for listening.